Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 48 new COVID confirmations yesterday. Now, before you celebrate that number, before you say, oh, okay, the numbers have come down, this does not include Lagos's numbers. Hopefully, we're going to get those numbers tomorrow. Now, for the last few days, Lagos has had the lion's share. For example, if you look at Tuesday's numbers, all the other states except Lagos had 35 cases. A day later, they're up to 48. Lagos has been in the 70s and higher recently, even triple digits on some days. Second hard fact of the day, Ogun State has confirmed 15 cases of the Delta variant so far this month. That's up from 2 cases in June. Now, as you know, the Delta variant spreads more easily than the previous variants. And it also leads to a higher percentage of severe cases. I say all of this to let you know that outside is still not safe. Limit your movement. Wear a mask whenever you are out and about, when you are around people. Give gap, keep your distance, wash and sanitize your hands, and go and get vaccinated. If you have already gotten your first dose, don't miss your second dose. Ignore that stupid message circulating on WhatsApp telling you that people who are vaccinated will die in 2 years. It's a lie. It's bullcrap. Ignore those people. Go and get vaccinated. They're waiting for you at the same health center where you got your first shot. All the misinformation out there is exactly that, misinformation. And sometimes they're coming from the mouths of people that you look up to. Ignore them, protect yourself, protect your loved ones, get vaccinated. Third hard fact of the day, $200,000. That's how much money three Nigerian banks have donated to support our men's and women's Olympic basketball teams. Remember, I told you yesterday that the teams have been crowdfunding to cover their training expenses. It turns out that they were not the only ones asking for donations. The sports minister, Sunday Dare, launched a program where the ministry asks the private sector to sponsor various athletes. It's called Adopt an Athlete Initiative. And through that program, GTB, Access Bank, and Zenith Bank stepped up to adopt our basketball teams with $200,000. But there's a twist. The teams are saying that they want the money to come to them directly, not through the government. The women's team is saying that they're still owed allowances from 2018 worth $73,000. I wonder what you think about that. Our fourth hard fact of the day, hard fact number 4, voter registration is still ongoing. You thought I'll forget to mention that, Abby. Go to cvr.inecnigeria.org to get registered today. If you want to change your polling unit, cvr.inecnigeria.org. That's C for cat, V for violence, R for radio, .inecnigeria.org. go there and start the process. If you just turned 18, you're older than 18, you've never voted, you've never registered to vote, go there and get it done. Do you know why you should get it done? Because these politicians are afraid. That's why they're fighting electronic transmission so much. Speaking of, that's one of the stories on today's Big Three. We'll talk about the National Assembly saying that electronic transmission of results should only happen if the NCC approves it. We'll also talk about Unilag shutting down its hostels indefinitely due to COVID-19 cases. And then we'll talk about the Ogun State government saying that the federal government is stopping the governor from fixing the Lagos-Abeokuta Expressway. We'll talk about that, Lagos. And then we'll bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians. We'll bring you Eyewitness as well. And on today's Big Hard Fact, let's talk about APC and PDP. They are the two largest parties in Nigeria by far. The members say that they are as different as night and day. But a lot of Nigerians who are neutral disagree. So today we're going to have a debate between two card-carrying members to tell us why they believe that their party is different or better. Expect news, business, and sports at the top of the hour every hour. If you're tuned in today for the first time, you are in great company because 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. They tune in every day for this show, Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Let's get started with the Big Three.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Will other institutions follow Unilag's example? Will other institutions follow Unilag's example? Should the NCC have the final say on electronic transmission of results? And should the federal government let state governments fix federal roads? Those are your Big Three. Lagos, let's talk. The management of Unilag has closed all hostels due to COVID-19 cases. That's our first story. The school is also switching to online lectures. This is according to a statement from Nonye Oguama, Unilag's corporate comms chief. She said the decision came because some students have tested positive for the virus. Now, if you are a student or a staff of Unilag, I want to hear from you. Call me, send me a message with your own first-hand account of what's happening there in Unilag. Do you think other organizations will follow suit? Remember what Governor Sanwo-Olu said a few days ago about test results. The percentage of tests coming back positive has multiplied by 6 from 1% to 6%. He told us that we should all take more precautions ahead of a possible third wave. And now we've seen Unilag placing these restrictions. They've also said that contact tracing is ongoing. Meanwhile, the Education Commissioner is asking primary and secondary schools to be vigilant. That's Folashade Adefisayo. Now the question is, will other schools and other institutions follow Unilag's lead? But before we even get there, I wonder what you think about Unilag's decision to switch to online lectures and close all hostels. What do you think about that? If you're a student of Unilag or you're a staff of Unilag, please call us and tell us how things are. How are you adjusting to this news? What's going on there? 01465-7190. Women, call us on that number. 01465-7190. Women, 01465-7190. Men, 0700-993-993-993. Again, men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. All right, we've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Raymond. I'm calling you from Songhe, Yanera.
Okay, Raymond, welcome.
Yes. I want to react to, I think, third part of the day. Talking of GT or whatever, donating money to basket voting.
Okay.
I hope you can hear me.
Okay, uh-huh.
See, I have problem with these people. Do you know my problem with them?
What?
My problem is they can't donate money to do major routes. They can donate money to do some very, very important things. But where they will announce their name internationally, that is where you will find them. That is where I have a problem with them.
You're talking about the banks now?
Yes, I'm talking about the
banks. Are the banks your government? Why should they donate money to build your, to fix your roads?
They are part of the government. Do you know how much I have with them?
The bank is part of the government? Sorry, no. Bank is not part of the government.
That one has passed. I hope, what do you call, COVID-19 issue. I hope somebody is hearing. Somebody that know me, that I know.
Hmm.
I hope she's hearing.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. People want to be a communist state so bad. Bank's money is bank's money. You're free to do with your money what you like. George is in a catcher. Hi, George. Hello? George, are you there? Hello, George? George! George! Giorgio! Okay, hey, yeah. That must be so bad. Because, I mean, you try so hard and then you're calling to a radio station and, you know, you don't realize they've picked up and then you have to start trying again. It's difficult to get through. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good day.
Good day. What's your name?
I'm Olamide.
Olamide, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Yes, I'm a student of InLife.
Aha, tell me what's happening there.
Yeah, so we're asked to go back home for COVID-19, and I don't think that's the right protocol to follow.
Okay. What do you think should have happened?
I think we should have tried to, like, take the COVID-19 test on all students before asking us to go home.
I see. When did this happen? Yeah. When did you guys realize that there was a problem?
Yeah, a month ago, because a friend of mine told me that there was a girl that was, like, upset being positive.
Okay.
In an hostel. I don't want to mention the name.
Okay.
In an hostel, in a female hostel.
Okay.
Yeah, so the day she told me, I was like, we'll still go back home. So I think the school were trying to cover up.
Okay.
I don't know why they were trying to cover up.
As far back as a month ago?
Yes.
I think it may be wise for you to mention the name of the hostel so that if people live in that hostel, at least they will go and get tested. What do you think?
No,
you don't want to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fine. But you think what the school should have done was get all of you tested before they sent you home to your families?
Yeah, before going home, because we are also going to meet. We are going to meet our family.
Hmm.
And from there, we can just
spread it.
We don't even know. Yeah, we can spread it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in other hostels too, they were said to have been positive. There's someone I know also that was said to have, like, a roommate is positive.
I see.
I think that was what they were supposed to do.
So you think the school is trying to cover its behind, huh?
Yes.
Hmm. Olamide, thank you for calling me. 99.3. Hello?
Hello.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Akikumi Olukayade.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
Now, I believe that the federal government has too many responsibilities, and that's why they are not able to, you know, see to their responsibilities.
Okay.
They should hand over the roads to the state government and give them appropriate subvention to be able to take care of it. At least that will ensure that we have motorable roads in all the states.
Okay. Okay.
That's my take.
Thank you for calling to share it. 99.3. Hello. Hello?
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Can you come close to the phone?
This is Chine. You're calling for Chine.
Chine, you're sounding very far away. Hello?
She said they tell them to go back. To go back home to share it with, to share it to the parents. So tomorrow now, yourself, every day you'll be clamoring for this. And if I were you, I would just forget about all the coronavirus issues.
You
know what that means. They want to share it to everybody. Not of them to isolate them. They say let them go home. Go home to for what?
Okay. All right. Chinonye, in the same sentence, says, you, Sev, every day you're clamoring for this issue. But Chinonye is also worried that they sent the children home to their parents to go and share it. And Chinonye also wants me to forget about this coronavirus issue. I'm so confused. Are you as confused as I am? Because I'm so confused right now. I don't know what is expected of me at the moment. We've got WhatsApp, 08095975805. 08095975805. We got news about us leaving the hostel before 12 p.m. very late yesterday, which is unfair. This decision of theirs is not understanding at all. Instead of sending us home, they could have just isolated us or run a test. That's a fourth-year student of UNILAG sending that message to me via WhatsApp. Sandra, if you really want to fight COVID, why doesn't the government set up testing centers in the school environment? That's a message from Jay. Jay is in Eba. Jay, thank you very much. President Sandra, seriously, the closing of UNILAG is actually okay, but I must tell you, the mode of online lecture is not helping at all. I'm currently a DLI student. We've been on this mode of learning for like few months, and I must say I hardly learn a lot from it. Exam is around the corner. To me, it is not right. Oh, thank you. Inquisitor from Palm Grove with that message. Actually, I love what UNILAG did. It's so perfect, honestly, because this will cut down the rate of COVID in the school. For other institutions to follow suit, I don't think so. That's Ayo from OPIC. Ayo, thank you very much for sending your message in. Emmanuel Isolo on WhatsApp says, if the UNILAG students will be provided with data for the virtual lecture, no problem. If students are not provided with data, then I hereby sympathize with the UNILAG students. The future of these young ones is being gambled. What is all this panic about? In countries like the UK, America, things are already returning to normal. Emmanuel from Isolo. Yeah, Emmanuel, but the problem is, actually, things are not returning to normal like that. They're reopening, but their country people are actually shouting about, what is wrong with you? Why the hell are you reopening? The numbers are going to go back up, especially with this Delta variant out there. Emma is in VI. Emma, how are you?
Yes, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. I want to talk about the recent variant that's been discovered.
Yes.
Especially with the UNILAG student.
Yes.
I'm so disappointed with what's going on right now, because UNILAG is supposed to be a research institution, isn't it?
Okay.
So they can't just come out and tell us that, oh, we don't know. It looks like coronavirus. It doesn't look like coronavirus. And why are they sending the students home? If these people have something that might be contagious to other people, shouldn't you find out and then know if you should contain them instead of sending them out to go and spread it to other people? Do you get? This is a research institution, for crying out loud. So why are they doing this? Why do we have to keep going this route all the time?
Well, I mean, research is not by mouth. That's number one. Number two, you know, the governor says only 1% of Lagosians have been vaccinated. You know, so I think they're just trying to be safe. It's better to be safe than sorry. You know, what do you think?
Okay, but Sandra, when the whole coronavirus started, right? They said it takes a week for you to be able to recognize if you have the symptoms, right?
For some people, yes.
Let's say maximum 2 weeks.
Okay. No, for some people, there's no symptoms at all.
Oh, for some people.
For some people, you don't have symptoms at all, but you're a carrier who can spread it.
Okay, with the recent innovations and growth in technology, how long would you think it would take for a research institution like UNILAG to be able to come up with findings that can help for people to know that, oh,
my guy, research costs money. Do you know how much money people pumped into research for COVID? That's why they came out with a vaccine so fast, because everybody else ignored every other medical I'm not saying anything. I'm asking you guys the questions.
I'm thoroughly disappointed with what's going on right now.
Okay, I understand that. Emma, thank you so much for calling. Because, I mean, when we talk about, you know, UNILAG, and we talk about a research organization, do they have the resources? Research takes money. Like, people talk all the time about how people buy admissions for their children abroad by donating into some research or the other, donating into some college or the other. It's because they want to be able to fund research, right? So research costs a lot of money. There's not a lot of money going into research in Nigeria. And a lot of that money is supposed to come from both the government and the private sector. It can't happen overnight. That's the thing. Chisom, yes, how can I help you? What? Go ahead.
So you have a guest.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to try and do that. We're going to try and get in touch with our correspondent in Abuja, who is at the National Assembly. There's a lot going on in the National Assembly, so let me try and catch you up. The Senate just voted to permit electronic transmission of results, but there are conditions. The Senate has given two major conditions. First of all, they're saying that the Nigerian Communications Commission, NCC, must determine whether or not network coverage across Nigeria is suitable for electronic transmission of results. Second of all, the National Assembly must also approve. Now, as you know, this electronic transmission matter has been getting a lot of controversy in the Senate. It was in the original draft of the Electoral Act Reform Bill. And when it was in that original draft, there were no conditions attached. That draft went into the Senate INEC Committee. By the time it emerged from committee, the draft now prohibited electronic transmission. We saw all the back and forth about, oh, who removed it? Who did not remove it? Is it still there? Is not there? Is it there? Lots of Nigerians were shouting. Lots of Nigerians were complaining. Senate President Lawan said he got more than 900 text messages from Nigerians. He was complaining that they were sending him message. Him and, what's his name now? Wajabi Amila. These guys don't know how this work is done. Or you're supposed to get messages from your constituents, for crying out loud. But anyways, yesterday, we got confirmation that the electronic transmission was back in the bill. So the bill came up for debate and vote today. And Senator Sabi Abdullahi added these two conditions. They were seconded by Senator Ali Ndume. And earlier this week, Ndume had complained that the North cannot do electronic transmission because network service is poor in the North. But PDP criticized him for that. PDP said every local government in the North has network coverage. I mean, if you remember on Monday when I spoke to Cynthia Mbamalo from Yaga on the Big Hard Fact, she confirmed that the electronic transmission doesn't require any special network coverage. It's the same as phone connection. So PDP is saying Ndume's claim of no network does not make sense. Instead, they're accusing Ndume of wanting the ability to rig elections in the North, since manual transmission allows people to change results at the collation center. Now, speaking of NAS, we have Fidel Osegale, who is our correspondent in Abuja. He's at National Assembly at the moment. And the last we heard, they were committing some of the votes for the Electoral Act Amendment Bill to individual votes instead of a voice vote. Fidel, do we know the names of the people who have voted yes or no so far?
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's really a rowdy session right here at the National Assembly, especially in the Senate, where they are voting on electronic transmission of results. Now, the most shocking is that the chairman of that committee, Kabiru Gaya, who took over 2 months to work on this document, guess what? He voted no.
He voted no?
He voted no. So the only
no to electronic transmission.
Yes. But the shocking thing again is that the newly sworn in, I don't really readily have his name, I think it's President Dambaba.
Okay.
He is the only person so far that has not voted across party lines. Now, this is the bone of contention. The original bill, the conference committee bill reads that the commission, that is INEC, may transmit electronic results by, or rather election results by electronic means, where practicable, provided it is adjudged adequate and secured by NCC, that is the National Communications Commission, or approved by the National Assembly. That was the amendment that was made by Kabiru Gaya, which means if NCC says there is adequate network here, then it goes. If it says, no, there's no adequate network, it could either go back to the National Assembly, which means, by extension, you are taking over the job of INEC. Now, that was the amendment made by Kabiru Gaya that was seconded by Ali Ndume. But Basti Akpan came on to say that, he came on to say that they should retain the original amendment on the bill, which reads that the commission may transmit the results of elections electronically.
Period.
Here and when practicable, which means if you say there's no network, there's a way to deal with it. Now, the Senate had actually ruled on it because it was sort of controversial in our ears. We may have had it, but I mean, the Senate president is the presiding officer. He determines what happened. So when he ruled against that amendment, rather, he ruled against retaining that position, the Senate went into a rally session and they had to go into a closed door session.
Mm.
Now, coming out of the closed door, the minority leader, that's Eyinaya Baribe, came out to under Order 43 to challenge the position of the Senate President. Don't forget, it had been ruled that NCC would decide,
yeah,
the National Assembly would decide what happened.
Yeah.
You know? So they came out to challenge and they went into what we call a division, where your name will be called and you will say yes or no. So that's where they are right now. And of course, most of the APC lawmakers, almost all of them, I mean, the voting is across party lines, except, of course, the minority, the newly sworn in minority leader that has voted, even if his APC is voted to say that, I mean, I am in support of
electronic transmission.
Yes, that's where we are.
That's where we are. All right, Philip, we're going to get back in touch and see. Fidel, we're going to get back in touch and see what's happening at the National Assembly. Thank you so much for your time. Lagos, you've heard from our correspondent from Nigeria Info Abuja, and I'm listening to what he's saying and I'm wondering about the legality of this NCC part. I mean, INEC, like Fidel said, is empowered by the Constitution, right? And they're empowered to act independently. That's what the I in INEC stands for. It stands for independent. So there's a question here. If the Senate is making INEC get approval from the NCC and the National Assembly also has to weigh in before INEC can make operational decisions about elections, does that not violate the principle of independence? If you're a lawyer, please call me and share your thoughts on this part of the deliberation. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Do you like this provision that INEC should get approval from the NCC and the National Assembly before using electronic transmission of results? Or do you think that the House of Reps should vote it down? If you're a lawyer, Biko, tell me what you think about the legality of this provision. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. You can still talk about the first story where we talked about COVID and the University of Lagos and their decision to close down. What do you think about Ndume's claim that the North doesn't have good enough network for electronic transmission? What about the PDP's counterclaim that Ndume simply wants to power rig? And what do you think about the fact that they're currently voting and they're voting along party lines, mostly APC voting no to electronic transmission and mostly APC, PDP voting yes to electronic transmission? 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Ahibi.
Welcome, go ahead.
You know, I want to speak about the basketball and the donation by the bank. Hello?
Okay.
As regards to the money being donated to the basketball the association, they should send it to them directly. There was a time the footballer went for a match. They went very late. They arrived that very day. The following day, their match come up and they still won. So a good Samaritan there gave them money. They were the first minister or the officials. They were agitating that they want to just touch the money, but the footballers they refused. I still remember what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So the people that are there on the helm of affair of the sports management, if for political reasons, you don't run sports like that. So they are there to lay embezzle money. You know, the other one that left, the sports minister that left, a big commissioner, they called them. And the NFA made a mistake of passing money to him. And he could not refund the money. Even when he was asked to refund the money, a petition was written. So he wanted to swallow the money. And he did not tell the official, neither the government of Nigeria, that there is excess money that was sent to them in place for the athletics. And they were still owing the athletics.
Mm.
So why would you take sports out and you have to now you have not paid them allowance? What happened to the money?
Mm.
You know, I think we better do something about this. So, but another chance, we continue, we have to start from this sports commission or what they use sports and ministry. Using sports to make politics is not the best.
Okay, all right. Thank you for calling. We've got Mohammed Sadiq on the line. Mohammed, thank you for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, just I want to talk about these leaders.
Okay.
I don't know. They are really, they are dragging us behind. Like, for me, I will see there is no network in the north. Does he know me call every day? What about the internet service? Like, it's just annoying. People, they don't really think deep before they open their mouth.
So it's not true that there's no network in the north?
Why will you say so? Please. Come on. What is he saying? That is trash.
All right, Mohammed Sadiq, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
And it's Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank, the vice president of HASFAS.
Welcome.
Fine. And it's Sandra, as the connection is going, I want to talk about the electronics voting.
Mm-hmm.
If House of Assembly finish their own voting, as the Senate finish their own, let them collect us from the masses. We are among. They will not take the laws in their own hands only.
Well, it's assumed that if senators and House of Reps members are voting, they're voting for the masses because the masses voted for them to go and represent the masses.
I beg, we want electronic voting. Let APC go and wash their hands so that their hands will be clean. Okay? So that that mind of rigging the election will go out from their mind. We need to have a fresh air in this country, at least for once. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, Frank. Thank you very much. Aroma David on Facebook says, I think this scam should stop in Lagos. If we dare see it in the South again, coupled with what we suffered last year, sorry is their name. All right, Aroma David from Port Harcourt thinks that COVID is a scam. 1 year later, and you think COVID is a scam? No, wow. Actually, almost 2 years later. Olodu Demuyiwa says, good evening. Our democracy is being slaughtered in bits by this government. Emeka Obuba says, none of the above named institution do live transmission, but I want the electronic transmission. I'm not sure I understand what you meant to write, but thank you for writing it. Idowu Abayomi says, electronic transmission of results will save us from election rigging. Therefore, well-meaning Nigerians should support it. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
This is Chinua.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm cool. I want to talk concerning that COVID-19 matter.
Okay.
The way why they drove those children home. Every day, 3 o'clock, you come. First heart flag today. My name is Sandra Ezekwesili. Only Lagos alone. Only Lagos. You call the price.
And the see, price.
They don't sorry the number. And see, yes, they don't take me. They don't care. You see that? Okay, now, opportunity for them now to take the vaccine to the school and give the children. They said, no, they should go home and contact those parents. See, you see this thing that they are doing? Not be you where they call, they come. My name is Sandra Ezekwesili. Please, we have COVID-19, please. Please, people push you, enter your mask. Soak yourself. With me, I cannot just believe the same thing. She should be finished.
How do you feel? You.
Correct, babe. Another one again, where I want to talk. How do go say light no day? Connection no day for power, no day for more. See, they just want to make it be say that more people, make it be say that the alien to Nigeria. As in, when I mean alien, make it be say that they exist. But they do. What will be saying? King come, can come. See, Sandra Ezekwesili. Otherwise, they lie. They talk saying light need to connect for there. Sandra, light to connect. In the name of Jesus, light to connect.
Amen.
See, Sandra. Sandra Ezekwesili. No better they call your name like this.
No problem. They call and they go. They call and they go.
And another thing, the game I go call you. No go tell me say my name sake don't call.
Ah, my name sake you don't call.
Hata nakimina.
My name is Sake. Welcome.
Ma, call my name again. This is Naya speaking.
No, yeah, my name is Sake. Welcome.
Great. I'm Naya Sake. I don't know.
No, yeah, because bye bye. Jerry is in Agege. Hi, Jerry.
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Quick one. On the issue of the network of a thing, it's not a bad idea for us to transmit results by network. It's a very good one. But then, it is not everywhere. God bear me witness. I was just coming from Ilaru today to get a cow for my grandma. I couldn't transfer money in Ilaru, Ogun State, yeah. I couldn't transfer money. We're looking for network in Ilaru. So not to talk of election. Let them... It is a very... Let them make sure network is all over Nigeria. Network is not all over Nigeria. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's call a spade a spade. And it is the best thing to do. Transmit through it is best. But to say that network is all over the place is a lie. Ilaru, God bear me witness, I couldn't transfer money today. For a cow.
But
Ogun State.
But with voter accreditation, INEC does it electronically. And then they now resort to manual when the card reader fails. Why can't it be same here?
Let me not deceive you. Let them increase network. Let's ask them
Hold on.
That's why card reader fail in some places and they resort to manual.
But it fails. Calm down, my brother. Hold on. No worry. Calm down.
I'm coming down.
Jerry, waiting to happen with voter accreditation, be say, card reader go fail before they say, okay, make we use manual. Why we no fit do one like that here? Why are they mandating the NCC to supervise first? Because INEC is empowered by the Constitution to be independent.
I quite agree with you.
So if the Senate, hold on. The Senate is making INEC get approval from the NCC and the National Assembly before it can make an operational decision, because electronic transmission is an operational decision of an independent body,
Because INEC does not have the facility to increase or decrease network. They need to work with them. Let them work with them, but the most important thing is that they should increase network. Network is very important. They should not resort to manual transferring, a transmission. That one is the reading, what's it called? But let them increase network before then. They need to work hand in hand. INEC does not generate network.
Yeah, I agree with you. They need to increase network everywhere, not even just because of voting. But hold up, It doesn't need to be a stipulation for INEC to do its job. INEC has the two options at its disposal. INEC can choose in the moment based on network from local government to local government. But what the National Assembly is doing now is doing like a blanket resolution.
No, they've been doing this. They always believe they have the power, the almighty power from heaven. I don't know. Like, they don't have the constitutional power to do some things. They just want to usurp some powers because they are the almighty.
No, actually, as your National Assembly, they have constitutional power to do some things.
Some things. You said some things, not all things. For instance, they don't have the power to mandate some things, like it's compulsory. We are this, like this, we are that, we are that. Like, for instance, they don't have the power to summon the president. But they have the power to invite, not to summon. But in their own case, they will summon. They don't have the power to do a lot of things.
No, they actually have the power to summon the president. But you know what, Jerry, you and I are finally on the same page. So let me just let you go there. Thank you very much for calling. And then Francis Okudili says, people should not come on radio to speak on what they don't have suitable knowledge about. Electronic engineers have said it, and Sokoto governor has said it. Said what? Odiong Dominique says, electronic voting and transmission is better. It's about time we try something new. Now, we're not doing electronic voting. What we're doing is electronic transmission of results. So let's not confuse both. Let's not conflate both. While we are at it, let me bring you our final story on today's Big Three. Dapo Abiodun says that the government is ready to fix federal highways in Ogun State, but that the federal government won't let them. Apparently, the governor is frustrated by the situation. He talked specifically about Shango Ediroko Expressway and Lagos Abeokuta. On Lagos Abeokuta, he said that both he and Governor Sanwo-Olu have engaged with the federal government because they are ready to take on the job. But according to him, they keep hitting a brick wall at the federal level. Now, the political angle of this story is interesting because both Abiodun and Sanwo-Olu are APC members. The federal executive is run by the APC at the moment. The president is a member of the APC. The works minister, Babatunde Fashola, who, by the way, is one of Sanwo-Olu's predecessors, is in the APC. And yet, we have the Ogun governor complaining in public that the federal government is frustrating him. And by the way, he made this complaint at an APC rally. Ogun State is having local government elections, just like Lagos. So campaigns are ongoing. And I guess he knew that the voters are not happy about the deplorable state of the roads. And so Abiodun was saying, see, now federal road, me self, I want repair, but federal government no agree. Now, I'm sure that you're asking, why wouldn't the federal government let the states fix these roads? I will take you back to June 2020. That's when the federal government took the decision. Basically, the federal government said that the states were repairing federal roads, then coming to ask for refunds, and it was hard for the federal government to budget ahead of time. In fact, in that June of 2020, the federal government had to pay 148 billion naira to different states. And you know how it be when person bring you bill where you no prep, where you no prepare, where you no expect. So federal government said, we will pay because we don't already enter the BC. But from now on, before you repair our road for us, I beg, come and ask us, make we plan by ourselves. But apparently, Lagos and Ogun have been asking the federal government, and the federal government has been saying, not yet, oh, I read, I beg, not yet. So I want to know what you think about this. On the one hand, the federal government needs to be able to budget its expenses. So it can't have states taking on expenses on its behalf, right? On the other hand, the state governments need these roads fixed to improve the local economies and the lives of citizens. So how do we solve this conflict? How do we resolve this conflict? Should these federal roads be handed over to the states? I mean, is this yet another point in favor of restructuring? Because we've heard the governors, the Southern Governors Forum, recently ask for devolution of powers and responsibilities from the federal government to the states. So should interstate roads be one of those responsibilities? The numbers are still 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. Yes, you can still talk to me about electronic transmission of results, and you can still talk to me about COVID-19 in the University of Lagos. The management of UNILAG has closed all hostels due to COVID-19 cases. That was our first story. And for our second story, the Senate voted to permit electronic transmission of results, but the Nigerian Communications Commission must first determine whether or not network coverage across Nigeria is suitable for electronic transmission of results, and the National Assembly must also approve. Jane is in Aja. Hi, Jane.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. Evening. Good evening.
Thank you. First of all, Nigeria will not stop amusing someone. Sometimes I just think about what these people think that we all are. Coming to the fact that they detected some students that had COVID, and instead of them to do the needful, they decided to send them home.
Mm.
And they are clamoring that COVID is on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew that they said it was just one person that brought this COVID to Nigeria, and it spread to almost all the states. And they're trying to let us know that they sent home some students that might be possibly have COVID infection home. What are they going home to do? Now, what I'm trying to let people know is that I don't know what they want to do, but I know that once 2023 comes, you will see that COVID will be a closed case as far as Nigeria is concerned. Once the time of elections come, you will see that They will never talk about the rise of COVID because they want to achieve something. And secondly, coming to the electrical transmission of results, I believe that now we all know that the APCs are higher in number and the PDPs are lower in number. Coming to the fact that almost all APCs are saying they don't want it. Now, what if this result comes out to be that they will say, okay, the majority carries the vote and the majority might be the APCs. What would that happen to other people's opinion? Does it mean that once it's concluded, nothing else can be done?
Well, I mean, people can protest it if they want.
Okay, fine. Protest if they want. Now, it's as if protest is a forbidden... It's even forbidden for you to say protest as far as Nigeria is concerned anyway. Because these same people will still be the ones to hunt you down. They say that some parts of the north, they don't have any network. Or the network is not strong or whatever be the reason. But this same part of the north, even inside the Sambisa forest as a whole, was still the same place this Boko Haram will stay to transmit whatever information they have. They do their videos where they are killing people. They do their videos where they have kidnapped and kept some people, and they will still bring it out to the public. It's still that same north that they say they don't have network. So who are they? Who are they trying to deceive? Okay, even if they say yes, that there is no network, does it mean that from now till then, they cannot make these networks available in every nook and cranny of Nigeria? Does it mean that it cannot be done? I don't just understand what people think that we are. I just don't get it.
Jane, thank you very much for calling. You know, the thing about making sure network is available in every nook and cranny of Nigeria is largely dependent on, well, the NCC and the telecommunications organizations, you know. So you'd have to have the telecoms organizations investing a lot of money into making sure that there's serious coverage in a lot of the, remote parts of Nigeria. And that's what we really have to worry about, the remote test parts of Nigeria. But I think we're even getting ahead of ourselves. You know, we need to focus on the part where the National Assembly is saying that if this thing will happen, the Nigeria Communications Commission must first determine whether or not network coverage across Nigeria is suitable for electronic transmission of results. And then they're also saying that the National Assembly must also approve . Now, the PDP is saying that every local government in the north has network coverage. But Aline Dume is saying that the north cannot do electronic transmission because every local government doesn't have a great service. Right? Now, we have the PDP saying that the claim of no network doesn't make sense. We have the PDP accusing Ndume of wanting the ability to rig elections in the north, since manual transmission allows people to change the results at the collation center. And then you have the lawyers talking about the legality of this provision. INEC is an independent organization. If the Senate is making INEC get approval from the NCC and the National Assembly before it can make an operational decision about elections, does that violate the principle of independence? Now, this bill is currently being debated in the Senate. It still needs to pass the House of Reps. We're seeing unconfirmed reports that 52 senators voted in favor of e-transmission subject to NCC approval, and 28 senators voted against. 28 senators were absent. So we still need to see how things will go one way or the other. But we're keeping our eye on this story. It's a developing story. And the more it unfolds, the more we'll bring your way. But let's keep taking your thoughts. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Do you like the provision that INEC should get approval from NCC and NAS before using electronic transmission of results? Or do you think that the House of Reps should vote it down? If you're a lawyer, tell me what you think about the legality of this provision, considering that the Constitution gives INEC independence. And what you think about Ndume's claim that the North doesn't have a good enough network for electronic transmission? And then the PDP's counterclaim that Ndume simply wants the power to rig. And yes, tell me what you think about Dapo Abiodun saying that the federal government will not let them fix federal highways. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is DJ. I'm calling in from Ikeja. Right.
Welcome,
now.
DJ.
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
Very well.
All right. First, I must say that that Mabiodun should please just keep quiet.
Ah.
Yes. We're not fools now. How? He's been there for almost 4 years. He's looking for one federal highway to fix. For Christ's sake, we have inner city roads. We have intra city roads. We have no schools. Have you been to Opik before? Have you been to Areko? Have you been to Magboro? Have you been to Mowe or Ibafo? No single road, no single secondary school, primary school, healthcare center, nothing. And then he's there. So, okay, like you said, he's trying to garner vote for the people that want to contest election. But he should just keep quiet. He should not come. Tell me one thing that Dapo Abiodun has achieved in the last 4 years. Even though he lives in a state that is so blessed with human resources. Anyways, I'm not going to even dignify him with a response. He can go and tell that to people that don't know anything. He has not done a single thing for the people of that state. So he should just keep quiet. His focus on Abeokuta is absolutely inconsequential to me. So he should keep quiet and forget this story. The Sanwo-Olu that is saying all these things, he's busy repairing roads inside of Lagos. I'm in the traffic right now because of repairs of roads. But no, Dapo Abiodun, the photographer, is the person telling us that the federal government is not permitting him to do federal roads. Anyway, to the electronic transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that the Senate and the House of Reps, right, they regard themselves too highly. And at some point, Nigerians would have to wake up to their duty. The office of the citizen is the highest office in the land. And until we understand the fact that we are their employers, they are our employees, and whatever we want is what they will do, then we won't have gone far. We are telling them that we want electronic transmission. They are telling us to go and look for how Fantami will come and tell us whether it's... Come on, man. What do they take us for? They should better make sure that thing is transmitted electronically. Else, Bajamia Miller will come back to Lagos and come and meet us in Surulere. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
DG, thank you very much for calling. We've got a message from Maki Lagos. Good afternoon, my president, Sandra. Ndume is very funny. Many citizens in Nigeria who are on social media live across all states in the north. Which network them they take enter social media? Which network kidnappers where they north they use contact their victims' families for ransom? Now, wow. Sandra, apart from a momentary signal... attenuates or weak data penetration affecting some weak internet enabled devices, there's relatively active network across all the states in Nigeria. All right, Maki Lagos, thank you for your message. Sandra, you said research costs money. We know, but how many elites in Nigeria contribute to research in our universities but choose to have a project in foreign universities named after them? What a shame. Senator Lee Ndume is not sincere. Adeboyega Adedeji says. Adeboyega, thank you very much for your message. There are satellite phones and communication systems that can be used anywhere in the world as long as you can see the sky. You don't need permission from NCC to operate the above. This equipment will be deployed just for the the elections. Companies that provide this service are banned. Satellite communications is used even in war zones around the world. That's a message from Engineer Dimba C. Engineer, thank you very much for your message. Hi, Sandra. There's no way the federal government will allow repair of federal roads due to the meetings that have been held antagonizing the federal government by the 17 southern governors. No, those meetings happen this year now. And this, you know, leave federal roads until we're ready business started June 2020. Remember I said that? Uh-huh. Okay. Let's take a look at more messages here. Sandra, it's only greedy politicians that will not support electronic voting. In Nigeria, they just want to rig elections always. They know that with electronic, well, we're not at electronic voting yet. It's electronic transmission. But you say that you know that they know that with that, they can't rig. In Ifor local government, there are no motorable roads. So sad. Even the governor knows that there are a few motorable roads in the state. That's a message from Ademola, who is in Alausa. Ademola, thank you very much for your message. No network connection in the north, my foot, but our gate man here in Ikorodu transfers funds every month to his family in Deep North. Okay. All right, let's take a look at more messages. Dave from Surulere says, why are the politicians afraid, scared of electronic transmission of results? We must fight for electronic transmission of results to stop election.